This is AP Newsman. Five people are dead after an unsuccessful emergency landing in Sanford, Florida, setting two houses on fire. The husband of a top NASCAR official and a company pilot are among the dead. An adult and two children who were in their homes were also killed. President Bush told an audience in Cleveland he's all for pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq, but not until their commanders say it's time. He's once again defending his Iraq policy, urging lawmakers to wait for General David Petraeus to return from Iraq with a progress report. It's the second day of a sweltering heat wave that's blanketing the East Coast. In Philadelphia, a state office building was closed because the building's cooling systems weren't working properly. Forecasters expect the heat to last through much of the week. This Oregon man settled back and headed for the skies in a lawn chair, packed with 105 helium balloons, a GPS device, water, and some snacks. Kent Couch made liftoff. Almost 9 hours later, the 47-year-old landed nearly 200 miles from home. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.